I'm Steve Miller reporting. British Prime Minister Theresa May said Wednesday she had come to the conclusion that Russia was culpable for the attempted murder of Sergei Skripal and his daughter. May announced the actions Britain would undertake in response.
This morning I chaired a further meeting of the National Security Council, where we agreed immediate actions to dismantle the Russian espionage network in the UK, urgent work to develop new powers to tackle all forms of hostile state activity, and to ensure that those seeking to carry out such activity cannot enter the UK, and additional steps to suspend all planned high-level contacts between the United Kingdom and the Russian Federation.
Britain will expel 23 Russian diplomats who have 1 week to leave the country. Britain has also called for a meeting of the UN Security Council to discuss the incident. Russia's ambassador said Britain's behavior in connection with the investigation into the nerve agent attack was a provocation.
Everything what is done today by the British government is absolutely unacceptable.
However, he did not elaborate. Turkey's president expressed hope Wednesday morning that the Syrian town of Afrin would be captured by the evening.
And we've got a little closer to Afrin, and I wish that by this evening, God willing, it will have fallen completely.
The Turkish president's office later clarified that Erdogan meant to say that Afrin will be completely encircled by Wednesday evening. Turkey launched an assault on the Afrin enclave in January to drive out Syrian Kurdish forces it views as militants linked to Kurdish rebels fighting inside Turkey. This is VOA News. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi has ordered the immediate investigation into the killing of a senior military officer by undisciplined individuals at a checkpoint north of Baghdad. Brigadier General Sharif Ismail al-Murshidi, a brigade commander whose forces are tasked with protecting al-Abadi and Baghdad's Green Zone, was shot dead Tuesday at a checkpoint outside Samarra. The statement issued by al-Abadi's office late Tuesday did not provide any additional information about that incident. Some international observers urged Myanmar Wednesday not to drag out legal proceedings against two Reuters journalists as they appeared in court for the 10th time since they were arrested in December and accused of possessing secret government papers. One of the defense lawyers said that the ward administrator testified today and that he read the news about mass graves after journalist Hua Lone was arrested, and that all the information was previously published in a state newspaper and therefore it could not be a state secret. The court agreed to hear three witnesses at its next session on March 21st. Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte says he is withdrawing the Pacific nation from the International Criminal Court. Martin Sechrist has more.
Duterte's office released a written statement Wednesday that Manila is withdrawing its ratification of the Rome Statute, effective immediately, referring to the 1998 treaty that created the ICC. Amnesty International criticized Duterte's move, calling it a misguided and deeply regrettable move by President Duterte. The Hague-based tribunal announced last month that it had opened a preliminary examination of a complaint filed last year by a Philippine lawyer over the president's anti-drug campaign, which has left 4,000 dead since Duterte took office in 2016. Martin Sechrist, VOA News.
British theoretical physicist Stephen Hawking has died at the age of 76. He was one of the most respected and well-known scientists in the modern history. He was diagnosed with a motor neuron disease at the age of 21 and was confined for most of his life in a wheelchair. Hawking's book, A Brief History of Time, was published in 1988, and that made him a household name across the world, explaining complex and theoretical science to everyday individuals. For additional stories as well as in-depth coverage, visit our website or download our mobile application. And for pictures and videos, be sure to follow the Voice of America on social media platforms like Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
It's